WSOL HD2 Yulee. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits. The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Sunny 102.3 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Sunny 102.3 presents the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dionne, and Jeff Altman.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, zazzle, zazzle, zazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we are live on the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida, on Sunny 102.3 FM. We are broadcasting live. We are on YouTube Live. We are on Facebook Live. Go to Fish Florida's Facebook page. That is Fish Florida Gone Fishing Facebook. Go to Rick's Bait and Tackle Facebook. Go to my Facebook. Go to Rick's Facebook. You'll find the video.
What about my
Facebook? We are live. Go to Jess. I'll get it to you in a minute. Right now, I want to start something out. Let me get this off my chest. A lot of people out there may agree with me, and they may not, and that's your prerogative. The word is coronavirus. Just like that, the government has controlled all sporting events, concerts, jobs, colleges, medical facilities. Whether or not you can leave your house has depleted resources such as toilet paper and food, controls all travel, and you guys wonder why they develop and use viruses to scare the public. They now control you and everything about your life. See how easy that was? Mass panic, hysteria, complete control of literally the world over a virus, one that their survival rates are even extremely high. All freedom has been limited overnight. See how easy that was. And that's my rant. Y'all take it for what it is. Have a happy day. The show is about to start.
Joe is fired up.
He's fired up because I'm getting ready to make this announcement.
Yep.
I will not be part of the show for the next month or so. My sweet lady works at Baptist Beaches. Baptist Beaches had a case, and she wasn't there that day, so I'm not very fearful right now, but there's going to be more cases at Baptist Beaches.
Sure.
There's going to be more cases at Downtown Baptist and a lot of the...
And at all the other hospitals probably around, too.
Right. And the people at Baptist do rotate from one hospital to another. I agree with Joe a lot, but I also do not want to be the person that causes you or Joe or Trina, somebody like that, to get sick. That'd be a pretty heavy load.
We're more worried about getting you sick there, Rick.
Well, if I get sick, I get sick. And if I get the virus, it's probably going to be
right
the last of the nine lives. So, but I'm not going to bail out on Terry. Terry's taking care of me through everything.
Yep.
I love her to death. She's been good to me. And we have found Jesus together very strongly. And we will just take whatever's been handed to us.
Yep.
But I cannot, with a good conscience, be on the air and be around people until the test kits come out. But then the test kits are no good unless you have signs of the virus. So it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation.
Could be a vector and not even know it.
Right.
You know.
I want to thank everybody for listening to our show. I'm going to devote all my time right now to Fish, Florida. We've had one catastrophe on Fish, Florida that hit me yesterday. So I'm working to get that straightened out. And so it's a strange situation to be in. But I admire all the nurses and the CNAs, certified nurse assistants. They go to work every day and face this kind of situation that they have to face, not knowing what kind of disease is inside that room right now.
And the first responders that are going to start having to respond to symptomatic.
Very good. Very good point.
Mm. Yes. Let me say something else real quick. It might not be the same. It might be completely different. How many people were killed on interstates just yesterday alone in the United States?
I know.
How many? Thousands. How many veterans commit suicide?
But Joe.
But no. Let me finish. How many law enforcement officers has been increased to try to prevent these idiots driving the way they drive out there on the roads today? And every one of you are out there on the road. You see how some of these people drive. It's stupid. It seems like nothing's being done about it. They're running red lights. They're in a hurry to get here. They're switching lanes from the third lane over all the way to the left. They're running people off roads. They're flipping their cars for no reason at all.
That's not really related to the virus, though.
No, it's not. But it's something that can be prevented. Right.
The regular flu kills more people right now than... Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make, guys, is there was, Trina, in your post last night, you felt guilty because the guy was wrong, but you might have killed him.
The motorcyclist, yes.
Who was feeling guilty?
I was.
Okay. Look at somebody like me that's surrounded all the time now, this coronavirus.
Yeah.
And if I had to kill somebody or cause somebody to get deathly ill, who's going to feel like crap?
Well, I mean, that's
going to be me. It's going to be my responsibility.
You know?
I'm not saying all these other things are wrong. Yeah. Like Nancy Pelosi attaching a abortion bill to the coronavirus.
Yeah.
She wants to kill people on one part of the bill and save the lives of the other. Yeah. Mm. So.
Well, I mean, my ex is in the, she does the same thing.
Same thing. Yeah. Right.
And, you know, she's got her old person that she takes care of. And she's like, look, I have to watch what I'm doing because I can't take this to my person.
Right.
That she takes care of.
And that's what I can't do. I can't take it to you guys.
Yeah. You should be more concerned with other people giving it to you.
Well, I'm not.
There's something else that we're all indifferent about. It's just like this motorcycle deal. If I'm sitting at a red light and that light turns green and a motorcycle's coming up Beach Boulevard at 110 miles an hour driving stupid.
You touched me.
And he flies that red light and I pull out on my green light and hit him, I'm just going to go around through the lights. Mm-hmm. Have a happy day. Okay. You were being stupid.
Okay. Okay. We have. All
sorry,
right.
That's just me.
Okay.
He was driving stupid, wasn't obeying the law.
The point of the whole conversation was I'm
going
to be going.
Rick's going into hibernation for the next month or so.
No, that's just
great. But I'm sure you're going to be doing plenty behind the scenes.
I'm going to be working Fish. Fish Florida's going to get my 100% attention.
Right.
I've had some problems.
So I guess I'm going to turn into the video guy.
You're going to turn into the video guy, and Joe and you are going to run the show.
Okay. I might.
We can do that.
I'll help you with it, but I got my hands full with this other department that we got going on.
But
right
Jeff,
now.
Guess
I'll try
what?
To keep it going.
Hey,
you are no longer the sidekick. You're going to be sitting over here running the show.
Okay.
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 You taking my place?
You got it. Does my salary double?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, we will triple it.
Nice.
All right.
We're going to have a guest here in a couple of weeks, Jill from FWC. So over the next week or so, if anybody comes up with any questions on questions that we would like to address her with,
but people that are listening,
know, you know,
I thought about this after you brought that up last meeting. We were talking about the flounder.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. How do y'all feel about flounder gigging? I'm against it.
I think they just stick everything. And they will go into an area, in a small area, and just decimate that area. I mean, that's me personally.
Trina, what do you feel?
I've never been gigging for them.
No, seriously.
I've been, and it's a lot of fun. I have not actually got one when I was scalloping.
How do you know it was fun?
I enjoyed the whole process.
Okay.
When I was scalloping, I swam over one, and it looked like you could just simply reach down and grab the dude. And
you
it, I was, you I tried. He got away. He was a lot slippery. They're quick. Yeah. But
don't noodle him.
Don't noodle him?
Yeah. Don't stick your finger in their mouth.
Yeah. No. He wouldn't have allowed that. He was quick. As soon as he realized what I was up to, he was like, uh-uh. No way, sister.
This lady's crazy.
Yeah.
See, the reason I don't like it.
I have a problem with it, though.
The reason I don't like it is because they don't know what size flounder they're gigging.
Yeah.
And
you've got to figure out how wide the eyes are.
You can see the outline pretty well. If they're careful and conscientious fishermen, they should be sure of their target, no different than if you're shooting a deer or a hog or something. You don't shoot at rustling bushes. You shoot at... So you should not theoretically be gigging a flounder that you can't see
like
well.
Like this brown is down?
Right. I'm not a big fan of brown is down thing.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's last day of hunting season. I'm just kidding.
What is brown is down? I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You shoot a deer. Well, if it's brown, it's down.
No matter what walks out.
Yeah.
Some people have a...
Yeah. They'll shoot anything. You know, that's how people get shot in rustling bushes. You know, quick story. I was out at Gowanus. I was hog hunting. I'm hearing this crushing through the bushes, and I'm at full draw. I'm waiting on this hog to step out. All of a sudden, a leg sticks out.
Wow.
The guy was a hiker, and no camo and no blaze orange, nothing. I almost stuck him.
Well, so. I think we got an interesting call on the line. Taylor!
What's
up, doing? Taylor? Have they closed the car wash yet?
I haven't called in a while. I've been busy working, but the mayor said he's not issuing any permits for any large events or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We can't understand you.
Taylor, you're not clear at all.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you, but we just couldn't understand you.
That was better now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the mayor said he's not issuing any permits for large events. So I was just trying to figure out, is the Kingfish, they already got their permit or what?
That's not until July, Taylor.
Yeah, that's why. Hey, Taylor. I got some paint on my car. I need you to come by the store because I don't go out anymore.
No.
Will you come by?
Right.
Come by Monday?
Yeah, just
all right, okay. Taylor. There goes some music, man. There was your 30 seconds of fame, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
904-831-1023. You're listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Introducing Del Marina, the world's ultimate lightweight comfort deck and boat shoes. They're superior in all ways, style, quality, and performance. The upper is a high-tech, fast-drying mesh that won't tear and it breathes so your feet don't get hot. The interior of the shoes are made with anti-odor, antimicrobial materials, and the footbed is removable for safe cleaning in the washing machine. Plus, the outsole is non-marking and slip-proof both uphill and downhill. Del Marina, the ultimate deck and boat shoes. Order a pair today from scusashoes.com. Check them out on the Fish Florida mobile app. Mention Fish Florida and receive a 20% discount. That's S-K-U-Z-E shoes.com.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422. Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, we've talked enough about me taking a break. And
no more virus talk.
No more virus, no more motorcycles.
And unless we're talking about fish virus, if you're sick of fishing.
No. I'm going to tell you one thing. Business has finally gotten good. You know why?
Yeah.
When you go fishing, you're by yourself. You're out in the boat.
I have been quarantining myself all week.
Okay. I think I need to be quarantined.
That's right. Yes. That's what I'm telling everybody they need to do is go fishing. If you're going on the beach, you stay 3 feet away from a person.
Yeah,
that
3 feet.
To.
3 feet.
Rick touched me.
Yeah.
And and when you're on a boat, it's just you and your family. So there's not a safer place to be except fishing. You can't beat that. Now, you can't beat that. Going out in the boat, fishing, not worrying about everybody else. Okay. First of all, I did get out this week, and we had flood tides. Oh, Lordy, did we have some flood tides. And
I know it was low.
It was super low and super high.
I didn't see the super high.
Oh, boy. And so I went back into what we call the tarpon pit. And we caught some nice reds, a couple of nice reds back there.
Where would that be?
In the mouth.
The tarpon pit.
Oh, tarpon hole. You know where it's at.
Over there off of Main Street?
No. Who's your buddy?
Big Tyson?
No. An ex-policeman.
Steve, Lieutenant Mullen?
Yeah, where's he live at?
Down there at Ponte Vedra Beach? No, not Ponte Vedra. He's at Neptune Beach.
Okay, I thought he lives close to the FOP.
Oh, no, that's Steve Guthrie. It's
Steve Guthrie, yeah.
He doesn't live over there, but he's very involved. Okay, back there where the dock is.
Yeah, okay. All back in that area, yeah. Back in there. And they call it Tarpon Hole. They got a sign up that says you can't go back there, but don't pay attention.
Don't pay attention to the
sign. It is actually private property.
No, no water is private property. No water.
Okay.
Now,
I might have misunderstood what they were saying about that.
Yeah. So we go. It's a very popular place on the go fishing back there. And anyway, the redfish seemed to be biting pretty good, but I didn't have any luck at all on trout. And that's what I was working on.
I've been killing trout.
Have you really?
Oh, yeah. So, limiting it out every time.
And we're
three
not,
times this week.
Me and Terry
Chinese
not
people
hit
are happy.
And I beat Terry in our little contest the last two times out for people. The old man is getting it back.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
What?
Trina's, I think that's coming off of your phone.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
I'm selling paint rollers over here and I hit the wrong button.
Okay. But the water is a little bit clearer. How about you? Where are you going? Where you're at? Is water seem to be clearer?
I've been having to chase it down. There's parts of, I'm going out of Arlington, and, you know.
Is water clear?
Parts of it are, and parts of it look like coffee.
Yeah, we have.
Depends on what part and which side of the river you're on. You're on the east side or west side.
Well, our side of the intercoastal, Pablo Creek, has been pretty clear.
Yeah.
Pretty darn clear. Been nice.
You had a lot more.
I tell you what.
With downtown and everything that affects the Arlington area.
It wasn't yesterday. The day before yesterday, me and Terry went out, and it was so nice. I mean, the water was like glass, no wind, just a beautiful day out there, just a beautiful day. And it looks like, you know, I shouldn't say this, but it looks like winter is maybe over with.
Way to go, Rick.
I know. So if something happens,
I might have
it's
been exposed
fault,
and
right?
Winter's over.
Well, the sheep head tournament's over with, so therefore winter's over with.
Right. Man, that was brutal.
We've got Captain Steve calling in at 12:30.
Great, great.
We have Matt calling in at 12:45.
Great, great.
We have Pam calling in at 1. No, Devin at 1. Pam at 1:15.
I've gotten to know Pam.
And Rick at 1:30.
I've gotten to know Pam, and she is a fine lady. And very intelligent lady that loves to fish. So,
yes, she does.
She that lady loves to fish. She's just like the lady next to you.
She's one of my native teammates.
Yeah. But, yeah, y'all, that's... anyway, I got to know her and been talking to her on the phone. And she really does love her fishing and knows a lot about it. Okay.
She catches a lot of fish, too. Big ones. And she ain't scared of going offshore.
She's not scared at all.
No. Pam, no. I'll tell you what. Pam's got game.
Yeah. Agreed.
I didn't hear anything back from her when I asked her to go by and possibly if they had a chance to go by and see Captain McDavid over there at his new restaurant. I don't know if they got a chance to run in there and grab anything.
Yeah, I hadn't heard.
Pam will be here Sunday with, I think, her and Linnea going out doing some fishing.
Yeah, I might have to hook up with them and go with them.
And,
I've just been running around in the boat lately. No. Been sticking a lot of nice reds.
How about that power pole I gave you?
I've got to talk to Trina because she's going to look into the part that I need.
What part are you needing?
Just go online. Order it.
I have the lady right here that knows everything.
That's a stretch.
I told her I wish I had married her. She would have kept my boat running all this time.
Right. Tear it down.
Tear it down.
I need to talk to you about my reverse. Reverse doesn't work good on my motor.
Okay.
I try not to go backwards. I just go forward. If I got to go backwards,
you just shove it off the trailer?
Yeah, it just backs off. I mean, it's only 16 foot. It's not like a big boat.
Right.
It's not like your boat.
Mine's only 19.
Yeah, but it's a Cape Horn.
It's a Cape Horn.
I mean, a Cape Horn. I'll tell you what, that is a fine running boat.
It is.
Especially since you've torn the motor down and rebuilt it and everything.
Man, that was an experience. That was an incredible learning experience.
You tore another motor down?
No, he's talking about my motor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
she would go to the mechanical station, mechanics across the street from me. And we see her there, buddy. She was out there busting her rear end. It was riches and everything. And
hours.
I mean, just working hard, getting that motor running.
Oh, yeah. Trina can fix a motor.
Or her
truck if she's broke down on the side of the road and needs to do a transmission
rebuild.
It is amazing what you can do when your budget requires you to adapt and overcome.
My daughter, Emily, it's amazing. She'll fix pretty much anything on the car. She'll start Googling stuff.
You can learn so much. Yeah. I changed the brakes on the truck using a YouTube video.
Yeah.
The brakes weren't... I've done the brakes before a couple of years ago. The reverse solenoid on the truck I did with YouTube. Or it was actually the solenoid pack, but I did that with YouTube videos.
You have a reverse solenoid?
There's a reverse solenoid in
for when you go backwards?
Yeah, maybe that's what your boat needs. But it's it was throwing a reverse solenoid code, but you cannot replace just the reverse solenoid. You have to replace the entire solenoid pack, which is in the... You have to drop the whole pan.
Push your mic down a little.
You can't see me?
Yeah, no, I can see you.
You have to drop the whole pan to get this one little part out, and there's no drain plug on this thing. And I had transmission fluid in my hair for 2 days.
She was underneath that motor, I'm telling you.
But, hey, when she was done, she drove off.
I did.
Yeah. So, hey, more power to you there, Trina, because really, I couldn't do it.
Yes, you could. It's really, it's not that hard. It's messy, but it's not that hard.
Well, Trina, I hope you brought the results with you to the El Cheapo.
I did.
Well, can you tell us who won?
A guy named Randall Archer won with a 10.94-pound fish.
Congratulations.
First fish weighed of the day.
He won all kinds of money.
He came in. He was in the Calcutta. All top three winners were in the Calcutta. Dude comes up at 10 o'clock in the morning and says, it's cold, it's windy, we're wet, we're done. And I, he says, can we weigh the fish? I said, you sure can. At one.
Yeah.
So you made him weigh the one.
Yes, I did.
That's what the rules are.
Was there an offshore thing this year? There was an offshore thing.
No, the ocean was closed. It was nasty.
That what I'm saying was an offshore restriction, I guess.
There was an offshore restriction.
Yes. Was there a boat or anything out there to control that, or it just...
You know, I like to believe that our anglers are honest. Okay. It's honor system.
I think if somebody were to have taken off east, that someone would have found out.
I agree
with
completely.
5,000 boats sitting
so
at the jetties.
So what we did, we used the inshore rules for the club, and the inshore for the inshore side of the board, or just our inshore rules, dictate that you can go to the first, you cannot pass the first can outside of the jetties,
right.
And you can circle around the jetty rocks on either side, and like just as long as you stay within 200 yards of the jetty rocks.
Yeah.
It was within the guidelines there. So if somebody would have gone out and come back in with a fish, I would have heard about it.
Yeah.
Do you know where this Tim Peller was calling at?
Coast Guard Station.
That stands to reason.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I did hear that.
I keep telling people there's big fish in the river. There's big fish within sight of the boat ramp. They're all over the place.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, you caught an 11.8-pound fish in a creek, right?
Yep.
3 feet of water?
Yep.
It's a big fish.
Yep.
Well, you ought to see the bluefish he caught back in the creek. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Probably was the state record until he threw it away.
It was probably a 24, 25-pound bluefish.
So, fun fact, we had 29 kayaks this year.
Yeah.
That's great.
More than double any other year that we've had. Half of those guys weighed fish.
Yep.
Half, 15 kayakers weighed fish.
Yep.
I had 72 general anglers weigh fish out of 270. We had 80 lady anglers and 80 junior anglers. I had 15 ladies weigh fish and 16 juniors weigh fish.
Okay, when we get back, we got Captain Steve on the line. We're going to hear about some bass fishing. And it's amazing how popular freshwater fishing is here in Jacksonville.
It's big.
It's big, yeah. Right.
There's freshwater.
We have an amazing
people out there fishing.
Our fishery is amazing. You catch bass and redfish in the same water.
All right, Joe. What number did you call?
831-1023. Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. We will be right back.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you heard about Woody Folsom Ford? We're having a red hot clear the lot sale on 19 F-150s.
19, y'all. Over 160 of them. Never before savings up to $16,000. 19 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 up to $16,000 off of MSRP. And you get a free lifetime powertrain warranty. Better get in the back seat and swap rides.
Talk to us about 19 Super Duties. F-1, 2, 3, 4, and 550s. Gas or diesel. Crew or single. Single cab, 2 or 4-wheel drive. Woody Folsom discounts them up to $8,000 off sticker. Ain't nothing to it but to do this deal.
19 F-150s up to $16,000 off. And 19 Super Duties up to $8,000 off sticker. Use trucks too. Ford, Chevy, GMC, Ram, Nissan, Toyota, and Jeep. Get to the red hot clear the lot sale. Better get to Baxley where the dealing's being done.
Huge steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. What? Crazy Jimmy is in town, and prices are insane. We have T-bones, New York strips, fillets, sirloins, marinated chicken breasts, and pork. 20 ribeyes, $30. At the Orange Park Mall at 10143 Beach Boulevard under the big top tent across from the giant orange dinosaur. And 9025 New Kings Road by Jack's Tractor Supply. 5-star steaks shipped from the Midwest. Crazy Jimmy's prices are insane. 20 ribeyes, $30. All Midwestern USA steaks. 20 ribeyes, $30. Going on now. Orange Park Mall, 10143 Beach Boulevard, under the big top tent, across from the giant orange dinosaur. And at 9025 New Kings Road by Jack's Tractor Supply. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Accepting credit, debit, cash, and EBT.
Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to go some bass fishing. How you doing, Captain Steve?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Fine, sir. What's going on? Got great. Some nice weather.
Yeah. Oh, we've had some great weather here the last couple of days. Been doing a lot of bass fishing down here. Been having some real good catches. But one thing I want to talk about before I get into the bass fishing deal here is I've got a friend of mine, a real good friend of mine I've known for years, and he's doing a deal, and it's called the Great Loop Challenge. He's going to be taking off from the land on the St. John's River June 20th. And what he's going to do, he's going to take a 26-foot Barker boat, and he's trying to raise $1 million for the National Pediatric Cancer, and that's for children. And 100% of the proceeds are going to be going to the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation. Like for everybody to get on there and check that thing out. It's called the Great Loop Challenge. Just go online there and you can check it out. It's Captain Red Flowers. And he's going to, the Great Loop goes all the way up the coast and then over into Canada and then back down. And then he's going to be coming back all the way around Florida and then back up into the land there. So 6,000-mile trek. He's going to be trying to do it in 30 to 40 days.
Tell me what the captain's name is again, please, sir.
Red.
Say that again.
Red, R-E-D, Flowers.
How you doing, Captain Steve?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
And I just wanted to get this out to help him raise this money. He's Barker Boats is behind it. Actually, what he's going to do is going to use the Barker boat to run it. And
do we have a demon?
Boat.
Not anymore.
What they're going to do, they're going to give him the boat to auction off, and Mecum Auto Auction guys are going to actually auction it off without any commission for him.
Man, that's awesome.
That's great.
So, nice. It's you know, every one of us out here, I don't care who you are, has had cancer somewhere in their life, you know, from a family friend or a friend, or, you know, everybody has. And, you know, that's why I want to get behind him and, you know, help him do this.
Especially for those children.
He's been through cancer, and that's how he got involved in this, was seeing all these kids whenever he was over doing his treatments. He was seeing all these kids that had cancer, and he said, I did not realize how many kids in this world had cancer. And he said, I about got thrown out of there. He said, I'd take airplanes in there, remote control airplanes. He said, we're flying them all over. He said, he's a cool dude. I mean, I've known Red. He's about my age, about 60. And I've known him forever, and he's just a fun guy to be around. And I can imagine him sitting in there, you know, always getting him flying his airplane around. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out there, but you know, to help him do this. And anyway, the bass fishing has been great this week. I've been down on Stick Marsh. It was a little bit tough down there that day. We had about 35-40 mile an hour winds, and the rain about beat us out of the boat. But we still caught some fish, and then we've been to Jackson down here. Lake Jackson is down south of Toho, and then I've been on Toho the last couple of days here. So fish are biting good. I mean, this weather changes back to getting warm. The water's warming up. It's about 70 degrees, and they're eating. And been a lot of fun.
That's because the El Cheapo is over.
What's that?
That's because the El Cheapo is over. We got the nasty blowout for El Cheapo, and now everybody gets the nice weather.
Yeah. We just actually got done here just a little bit ago, and I think we had 22 or something like that this morning.
Nice.
Only 22? Pretty good. Sort of a short day for you, huh?
Yeah, it was a four-hour trip, and, you know, yeah, it was chewing pretty good there this morning. We went through about four dozen shiners there in 4 hours, and it was a little tough bite on the guy the first time. The first two or three bites he got, he didn't realize you got to let them run, you know, 15 seconds before you go to set the hook, even if they are going into the weeds. You got to let them eat it. What they don't realize, they got to let that thing go down in their throat, and then, you know, or at least in their mouth, get that hook in there, and then you can kind of just lead them out of the weeds. So everybody's always scared about that, but I use 50-pound braid and a big old winch of reel, and we just winch them back out of there. But yeah, it's a great time. And
is it all catch and release?
No, you can. I have some of my customers that keep a few, but for the most part, probably 95% of the people that go with me is just for the sport. They just want to go out and catch them. And these guys was from Rochester, New York, and they just come down just to go out and catch a few fish and have a good time. And, you know, the son was probably in his mid-50s, and his dad was 80-something.
So, that's awesome.
You know, they just having a little bit of good time. We was on the pontoon boat today because he can't be on a – well, the only thing I've got going now is my flats boat because my bass boat's still blowed up. And actually, with this coronavirus and all the cancellations we're seeing, I'm not real fond of spending a lot of money right now until we figure out what we're doing with this. I mean, we're having cancellations daily. I haven't been affected with it yet, but a lot of the other guides are starting to be affected. By the cancellations.
I have a captain that's regular at my store, and him and two or three other captains that come to my store have been really affected bad during the spring break time. That was Captain John Eggers.
Yeah.
They had two meetings canceled, and they usually have an 18-boat charter, and then they usually charter the rest of the week off of one of these two.
Yeah.
And they lost all of that.
Sure. I know we've had these conventions down here in Orlando, and they've, you know, they've canceled out. And now Disney, I don't know, you probably heard, Disney's closing on Sunday and not going to
Disney, Universal.
It's crazy. All that down here.
Overreaction.
And Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's an overreaction deal. One of my customers, the guy that I had out Monday and Tuesday this week, he flew back. He's from Carmel, Indiana. He actually found out about me through a guy that I used to fish tournaments against. And he was talking to him, wanting to know about a guy. This has been several years ago, probably 7-8 years ago. But anyway, he comes down for two days every year, and I took him out there Monday and Tuesday. He sent me a picture of the plane flight that he was going back on, and there was only about 10 or 12 people on that plane.
I do think it's overreaction, but I wouldn't want to be trapped on a plane or something where it's recirculated air, sense, in any kind of illness situation. And the sickest I've ever been is after a cross-country flight.
Yeah. Well, that's, it's starting to get what we call real now, you know.
Yes.
Whenever it affects your neighbor, it's just affecting your neighbor. Now it's affecting me, and it's starting to get real. I don't know what's going to happen. Like I said, I opted out not to spend that money on that new motor right now until we figure out what's going to happen for the next few weeks.
Right.
I'm just gonna run what I got. So
I heard the stock market went up this morning.
Yeah, it did.
Stock market did go back up today, and I was proud of that.
Well, Steve, we could always send Trina down to you, and she could rebuild your motor for you in about 3-4 hours.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
It might take me a hot minute.
Now, if you want to get on down here and rebuild it, come on.
Tell you what,
as long as it's not $7,000 rebuild.
When she's done, it's going to be screaming.
I can't remember what the parts cost, but just the parts was significant. If I would have had to pay somebody the labor to do that, would have been crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, if this here keeps going on, I used to run race cars, so I build all my own everything, so. If this here keeps on, I might have a lot of time on my hands. I might be able to rebuild it myself.
Okay.
But
YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Captain Steve, thank you for the call, sir. Deeply appreciate it. And I pray that you do not get hit with business like that.
Yep. Have a good week.
I knew that music was coming. I was pretty well right on at that time, wasn't I? Okay.
All right, you guys take care.
Yes, sir.
Rocking music.
All right.
Have a good week, Steve.
All right, Joe, take us
904-831-1023. Listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing radio show in Jacksonville, Florida. The website is fishfloridagonefishing.com. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Boxcast. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. RealKeeper Realty, your home, your future. our commitment.
If you love the ocean, then express yourself with clothing from Seven Seas Outfitters. Seven Seas Outfitters makes high-quality apparel with stunning artwork for men and women. Seven Seas Outfitters was created out of a passion for the ocean, its sandy beaches, the marine life, and the mysteries that lie beneath the waves. Seven Seas Outfitters loves the ocean like you do. They donate 10% of their revenue to ocean-friendly nonprofits. Check out their full lineup at SevenSeasOutfitters.com. That's SevenSeasOutfitters.com. Let's get back to the Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show here on Sunny 102.3. The Fish Florida's Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to hear from you. The call-in number is 904-831-1023. That's 904-831-1023. And now, here's your host, Rick Hale, along with Joe Dion and Jeff Altman.
Okay, we got Mr. Matt on line one. And how you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy. Good, man. How's fishing down that way?
It's been good. We've been doing really well, actually. The bait's back out there on the beaches, and we're able to start catching some really, really nice snook and redfish. And the sheephead bite has kind of slowed down a little bit for us in the past. We're still catching them. We're still picking away at them and filling the cooler with them. But the bigger fish that we saw 2 and 3 weeks ago have really pushed off, and we're waiting for that next moon phase to happen. And after this next moon phase, then they'll be pretty much completely gone, and we'll change gears and go right to snook fishing all the time. And then tarpon season's here as well.
They starting to pick up some tarpon already?
Yeah, the guys down south in Boca Grande are starting to see some tarpon. Fort Myers area and Naples area is getting some tarpon. So, and I've heard some of our resident fish are starting to come out of the backwater as well. I know that personally I've seen some smaller fish, in the channels and in the passes, and you're starting to see them gorging on all the glass minnows that we have everywhere right now. I call them the future bait fish of America. The little guys, the little small fries. So.
So, what other fish have y'all been getting down there this week? They're still getting the grouper and everything?
Yep, the grouper bite's been offshore. The guys are doing that, some snappers. The kingfish are really going to be the next thing offshore that everybody starts, looking for. I just wrote an article for Coastal Angler Magazine, for their next month's edition about the kingfish, because, the schools of bait are starting to really show up and get thick. So you've got those large schools of threadfin herring, of your cigar minnows, of your sardines, Spanish sardines. So you're going to have all of those schools of bait just getting hammered by kingfish, by tuna, sharks, cobia. Pretty much, those schools of bait are always, a great place to start. You get your bait there, and if you start catching or start getting broke off, or you start coming up with sabikis or bait or stuff cut in half, throw a line overboard. I always tell our guests, we're going to start fishing right here, and they love it, so we don't have to go far. The winds have pushed in some nice fish, and it's been good for us. It's been calm for the last 3-4 days now. We had last week, we dealt with some horrible, horrible winds and some bad weather.
So we fought that.
And now we're fighting this corona thing. I don't even know. I don't drink beer anymore, so I don't think I'm going to get the virus. But hopefully everybody's, washing their hands and doing all those kind of things. And, I just hung up with our second cancellation as well of a charter. The airline industries are shutting down flights, and it's affecting the tourism. And it's really unfortunate because it's a lot of overhype. This is just like the media just controlling the masses again. And it's almost like they lost, like Trump, I don't like to get political, but it's almost like they lost their power with our current president, and now they're like, oh, we got to get him back, so we're going to talk about this coronavirus and make everybody scared. So we're
impeachment didn't work.
That's very good political getting.
Yep.
I know you guys. We won't do it. I know you guys like to get a little fired up every once in a while.
You should have heard the beginning of the show.
I have some other friends that listen, and they I was, like I said, I was answering the phone, and they said, man, you guys have been heated up about it. So I guess I really didn't want to touch on the subject. I didn't want to, you know, to be the bearer of bad news. But
we hate, you know, anything that's affecting everybody, you know, and so
yeah,
it'll all be over with in another month or so.
It will. And you know, the thing is that, you know, we can rebound as a country. We can rebound as a populace, you know, as an industry, we'll be okay. You know, we set up for these kind of things. And still, because we just got Sarasota and Siesta Key was just voted, you know, top beach in America and number 11 in the world, some people are going to find a way to come down to Sarasota, Florida, and come hang out. You know, I'm sitting at the car wash right now talking to you guys, and I see, you know, Indiana plate. I got an Ohio plate in front of me, you know. So people are still going to drive. You know, people feel safe in their vehicles, and they can hand sanitizer themselves up and drive on down here and go fishing. So
$1.93 a gallon yesterday.
Yeah, I saw $1.93.
Yes, and fishing, yeah, and too. You're going on a boat.
Yeah.
By yourself, yeah, or with one or two, yeah, people, not a golf tournament, in, yep, other words. So you can go
exactly
and get out there and be safe.
Hey, so Matt, the cobia down there, now over here on the East Coast, we're looking for the big manta rays and everything, the big rays coming up the beach, and the cobia, mm-hmm, follow them. Same down there?
Now, so you guys have larger ray population over there as far as, like, the size of them. We get schools of stingrays here. We get the cow-nose rays. We get the spotted eagle rays. And those will have some size to them, the spotted eagle rays. But we don't get those large, you know, those large manta rays or any of those East
Diablo,
Atlantic, you know, fish. Yeah, the Diablo, exactly.
The first time I ever saw one of those jump, I squealed like a 5-year-old.
Yeah,
as you should.
The very first time I saw one was at the Chum Hole. This manta ray came out of the water and flew over a boat. Oh. I was about 15 years old. I will never forget.
If that doesn't get your blood going, nothing will. Oh, and
it was
you're
crazy.
Wasting somebody else's space.
You know what's
boat.
Crazy? Sitting there fishing on the pier, Joe, right?
Yeah.
And then you look down and you see this gigantic black spot in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden you see two shark tails. One of what?
Yeah.
Those aren't shark tails.
Uh-huh. Call them car hoods.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then right behind that, the cobia.
The cobia right behind it, yes.
So for us, you know, like I said, like we're saying, you know, they will follow those stingrays. But actually where we see them a lot more on are the whale sharks. So the whale sharks make their rounds.
Wait, you have whale sharks down there?
Yeah, man. We got some really cool whale sharks in shallow water as well.
For real?
I've swam with them. For real. I'm not joking. I've swam with them. I mean, it's actually a pretty common sight.
When that happens, let me know.
I will.
The next time.
I'll post it for you guys.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's one thing I've always wanted to do is, like, swim with whale sharks.
You're going to have to drive down there real quick to catch him.
Yeah.
By the time you drive 4 hours down there, he's going to be gone.
Yeah, but they
it would be probably a
areas.
Seasonal kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Exactly.
Is that truth?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's very seasonal. So how it works, you know, as everything, you know, with tide and temperature, moon phases, all those types of things continue to go forward, you know, we'll have the shrimp run. They all have flooded out of the passes in the backwater and are now out in the ocean, and they're producing their little baby shrimp. So now the whale sharks, as the water temperatures rise up, those whale sharks are going to start traveling north, and they're going to begin, you know, gorging on those guys. So that's where we'll see a lot of our cobia, is on the tails and on the, you know, the underfins and underbellies of those whale sharks. And those whale sharks are just cruising the surface. And I mean, like you said, you talk about seeing something crazy in the water, you see that manta ray. Imagine seeing a 40-foot, you know, whale shark swimming at you. I mean, it's like a submarine. You know, those things are, it's impressive to say the least. You know, it's Mother Nature just at its finest, and it's beautiful to see. They're majestic. They're slow moving through the water. They don't really spook, you know, so they're just going to hang out with you, and they want to almost, like, check out to see what you're doing. So that's really, it's good for us. And we'll see them on the artificial reefs, and we'll see them around, you know, those areas where we can fish. You know, for us being an inshore charter boat, we can only go out in within 9 miles. So for us, that gives us a lot of range to go to a lot of different artificial reefs, and that's where we see them, you know, cruising in that 40, 50 foot of water. So it's cool.
Yeah. That is very cool. I had no idea that you would see whale sharks down there.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's one of my bucket list things. And
I'll let you know.
They over in Cozumel, you can do it as one of their excursions or whatever. That's, you know, about $250 to go swim with whale sharks.
Well, that's just like the great whites. Nobody, even in their wildest dreams, would figure there'd be great whites off the coast of Jacksonville or St. Augustine or Brunswick.
Yeah, but I don't want to swim with those.
Yeah, well, no, but my point is they're out there, and just until social media showed up and the who's the people that do the
O-Search.
You know, they've been out there all this time, and nobody realized it. You know.
Yep. No, that's a good thing, you know, and that creates another industry. You know, now you can have a whale shark industry, you know, or somebody goes and can do that, or the great whites, the cage diving, you know, all those things are cool. You know, those are good things that people can do to help, you know, engage, you know, the people that are from the Midwest or not from around our parts that, you know, don't know about those things that can go experience those things. So, you know, it's Florida's a pretty special place. You know, even your coast is cool, my coast is cool, and, you know, hopefully everybody can make it down to experience those things.
And if they want to book a charter, who would they call?
Man, you call us. You call Real Tight Fishing Charters. Give us a call. It's 941-444-9749. You can look us up at realtightfishingcharters.com. Want to give a shout-out to Victoria. I hadn't heard from her. I didn't realize that she had fallen ill there. So, you know, special shout-out to her. Hope she's doing better. Hope she's feeling better. Make sure you guys download the Fish Florida app and check out the Fish Florida group online. And
have you got your Scoozy shoes yet?
Hey, we got a pick.
I need to carry those. To order them.
Yep.
Are they cool or what?
Yes. They're cool. I got some in.
I'm wearing some right now.
And she's wearing some right now. Oh, they're great. They're great.
I ain't felt them yet, but we'll eventually, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you can look all in the store. Don't touch them, though.
904-831-1023. Go Fish Florida, go on Fishing Radio Show. We'll be right back.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. She's at risk from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. Every 31 seconds, another infant is lost. Another family's hope for their baby's future is crushed. The most heartbreaking part? These deaths are preventable. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has worked to make lifelong health care available to the world's most vulnerable people. Right now, Project Hope is training healthcare workers to care for infants during those fragile first moments of life. Project Hope is ensuring communities have the medicines and supplies they need to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns a healthy start. Wherever they are, everyone deserves hope. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's life-saving work, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
WSOL HD2 Yulee, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at Palm Cove Marina.